Congratulations.
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 Congratulations to you, all the believers out there.
We'd like to congratulate all those in the camp of the oppressed.
To all mu'mineen and mu'minat.
All of the believers, the Muslim Ummah.
To all of you, dear brothers and sisters, on the
birth of the Holy Imam.
The birth of Imam al-Mahdi, ajjalallahu farajahu al-sharif.
The birth anniversary of the 12th Imam, Imam al-Mahdi.
Imam Zaman, ajjalahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif.
The savior of mankind, Imam Sahib al-Zaman.
The Mahdi is the 12th Imam from the descendants of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Every Imam before him was martyred at the hands of the Taghut, the systems of Kufr which existed throughout history, until Allah protected the 12th Imam and took him into the state of Ghaiba, the occultation.
The question is, what are you doing to prepare for the reappearance of the Imam?
Now, one of the things that we learn from the reappearance of the 12th Imam is to always have hope.
He's present right now. He's our Imam as we speak, as you're watching this, as I'm speaking to you.
Today, the Imam walks this very earth. He speaks to the people. He sees us and we see him, while we do not recognize him to be the Imam of our time.
Sometimes we speak about the Imam as if he will come in the future, but this is a big mistake. We are celebrating his birthday because he is here and he's waiting for us.
We have to pay attention on the meaning and the message that the word intizar is sending to us.
With everything that we see going on in the world today, all of the oppression, we realize that this is really the time for the Savior and for the one who is going to come back and bring justice.
Despite the dire circumstances and the troubling times that we are facing, always remember that the camp of truth will always win.
Intizar, which is waiting, it doesn't mean sitting down and waiting without doing anything and just praying. No, intizar means you have to move, you have to pave in the ground, you have to help the society, the family, and yourself in order to get ready.
It's not the case that we have to wait for the future, for the rising of the Imam, in order to know whether we will be from his helpers or not. No, it's enough for us to look at our lives right now.
And as believers, we have to be his supporters. We have to be his ansar.
So that the Imam can be happy with our actions.
There are plenty of things we know he wants from us. Are we doing them?
We have to start moving and sacrificing our time, our money, ourself, our family, in order to pave in the ground for his reappearance.
And always remember the three P's: quit playing, keep praying, and continue preparing.
When we look at the world around us, we find the world is coming together. We find that geographical boundaries are becoming less and less important. We find that people have the same problems in the East as they do in the West. The same questions, the same ideas, the same feelings.
By observing the world today, we could realize that media has a very huge role to play in controlling the society and also changing our culture. The way that we are living, the way that we are judging things, the way that we are socializing with our family or our friends.
Everything now is on the internet. Everything is with devices, is cyber. And the war has moved from a physical war to a soft war.
What is a soft war? A soft war is a kind of war that involves heavy military machinery that you can't see. It's soft because it's digital. It's on your mobile, on your computers, on the television screens, and it attacks your mind.
The soft war is the battle between good and evil, and it is the battle for the hearts, the minds, and the souls of the people.
The Ahlul Bayt alayhim wassalam have informed us that the mission of Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam is an international mission.
So what is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam going to do? He's going to implement the divine justice system of Allah on this planet Earth.
There won't be a single place in the world where the adhan will not be heard after the Imam establishes the rule of Tawheed in this world.
Definitely some people are not going to like it. The arrogant powers are going to oppose him at any cost. So this is where his enemies come into the picture.
They are doing everything they can to influence the minds and hearts of the human race.
They are no longer coming into our homes, our countries, and bombing us. They are entering our cyber systems, our devices, and taking control of it and listening to what we are doing, spying on us.
There is a psychological warfare against you, every one of you out there. The enemies of Allah, the enemies of Islam, they want you to be depressed. They want you to be hopeless. They want you to give up on awaiting Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Soft war is what they have waged against you.
We as Muslims, as a Muslim ummah, we have to be ready and we have to be aware of the plot of the enemies, because they are using this tactic to try to destroy us.
In short, they have created an effective and powerful machine which can keep you perpetually entertained and distracted from the things which matter most.
Where then is our responsibility? Where then is our role? Is it possible that the Imam of the time, alayhi salam, expects us to be indifferent towards the plots of the enemy? Is it possible that the Imam of the time wants us to sit silently and watch the masses be led astray towards the fire of hell and towards their destruction?
We have to counter this action with our own ability and technical abilities in the software arena and in the cyber arena.
Put our time, this is very important, that we have to put our time in order to study it well, to understand it well, in order to not fall in the traps of the Junda Shaitan, that means the soldier of the falsehood.
See, all they want is for you to be away and disconnected from the core values and principles of Islam. This is what their objective is. What are you going to do as a response to this? You have to read Quran, read the books. You have to stay connected to those principles of Islam. Be steadfast on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Now the soft war is called soft, but don't get it wrong. It is not soft. It is very serious, and every single one of us has to get involved.
The soft war, which Imam Khamenei speaks about, is a reality. And he himself has emphasized that this war, which is the war to gain control over the minds and hearts of mankind, is more important, more significant, and harder than a military battle.
Despite everything, we believe that the Zionist media empire can be defeated. We believe that you can still resist Satan and the Taghut wherever you are. That's why Islamic Pulse has not stopped providing you with the pure Muhammadan Islam.
And Islamic Pulse is making waves right at the forefront.
Islamic Pulse is playing a leading role in this battle.
We at Islamic Pulse are here to serve you, because we care about you, and because every single one of you has the potential not just to be a mediocre player, but rather you have the potential to be something so great that maybe you haven't even realized it yet.
I was introduced to Islamic Pulse probably a couple of years ago, and I was really impressed with the work that they are doing, because their content is very, really precise and accurate and to the point, and sometimes, most of the times, not very lengthy. So the listener, he has an idea really quickly of the point that they are trying to bring across. And another thing I like about Islamic Pulse is that they highlight the work of the rahba, the leader. And for us, especially as students of the seminary in the holy city of Qom, the words of the rahba is our hujjah, and we follow and we practice whatever he says. So the fact that Islamic Pulse is highlighting his words and translating into English and other languages for the wider public to understand, I think they are doing a great service to Islam.
Islamic Pulse is a conglomeration of Hoza students here serving you, providing you with that pure Islam of Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. Why? Because Islamic Pulse feels they have a responsibility to equip you in this war against falsehood and evil.
From the Ahkam, showing us how to pray and do wudu, the fundamental necessities, to documentaries exploring the great personalities, from giving you short but sweet reminders to taking you a little deeper, from teaching the children the basics of the Arabic alphabet to introducing the core concepts of Islam in an accessible manner for Muslims and non-Muslims alike. The Islamic Pulse team here in the holy city of Qom has been striving to get the message out to you.
And also, right. And don't forget about us for crying out loud.
We're part of this too.
We always get left out.
Yeah, but I was just going to...
Why do we always get left out?
I don't like
Islam
this. It's not fair.
We should get some coverage too.
For the kids. And then, not so much for the kids, the Machinations series explores some of the deepest, darkest parts of what your society has become. And of course, Backfire, which has always come onto the scene when it has been necessary to tackle some of the severest controversies and fitnas created by the enemies of today. We have churned out some of the most fascinating and insightful clips from our respected scholars from across the world. The Biscuit series has targeted the specific areas where many have been confused regarding some of the most fundamental questions. The profoundly insightful Unplugged series, which delves into the outline of the glorious Quran. We have opened up the previously unknown environment of the holy city of Qom and the Hawza, and shown you that an alternate lifestyle to the rat race of modern society can and does exist. And we have presented talk shows, listening to which is bound to get you synced with modern Islamic thought.
Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Soon Kufa will become empty of the faithful, and knowledge will go out of Kufa as a snake goes out of its lair. Then the knowledge will appear in a land called Qom. It will become the center of knowledge and merits. No one, not even the women at home, will be unaware of the religion of Allah. This will be close to the time of the reappearance of our Qa'im al-Mahdi."
So get ready, wherever you are.
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 Wherever you are. Oh, I did it twice.